Attention all Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio listeners. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast brings you the best in East Coast esoterica on the first of every month. Together, we can keep it growing by sharing the show on social media, subscribing to the show wherever you may be listening to it from, and by leaving feedback about your favorite episodes. John certainly needs a friend like you to help make his dreams come true, minus the alien abduction dreams. That is not cool at all. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Always available. Always free. Always odd.
C is for your claws so sharp to me. R is for reports we seldom see. Why do we ignore creatures of myth and lore? P is even more puzzling monsters we adore. T is for tales passed through the years. I is for icons of all our fears. D is for discovery of strange creatures in every country. It's the cryptid corner on Odd to Newfoundland.
On the first day of Christmas, my cryptozoology friend gave to me a mischievous little member of the goblin family. The Calicanthazori are a species of particularly mischievous members of the goblin family that originally hail from Greece, but have now spread worldwide. They tend to look like normal goblins. However, they tend to have brownish bark-like skin, icy blue eyes, and green pine needle-like hair all over their bodies. This hair is often matted with snow during the winter months. They are mischievous beings that haunt people during the 12 days leading up to Christmas, from the 12th of December to the 24th. During these days, they are known to wreak havoc on Christmas decorations, especially large and elaborate ones. Their physiology is pretty standard for goblins, as they say. The Calicanthazori tend to have the powers that their goblin cousins have. They have an enhanced smell and are able to detect specific beasts, beings, objects, places, and substances, locate their origins, and even track using nothing but their sense of smell. They have a cold immunity as well. Being creatures of the winter, they're able to withstand the effects of cold. They also have the power of ice manipulation. Being creatures of winter, they are able to create and control the element of ice. They also have weaknesses, and they tend to share these weaknesses with their fellow goblinoids. However, they do have a weakness that is unique to their species, which is burning shoes. Due to their highly enhanced senses of smell, one can drive away the Calicanthazori by lighting a fire and burning their smelly old shoes. So there you have it. You know what? This Christmas, if you're sitting back, enjoying your chestnuts roasting over an open fire, your feet up, glass of eggnog in one hand, and suddenly you hear a rustling in your Christmas tree, if it's my house, it's my freaking cats, no doubt, but it could be a Calicanthazori. And they could be there messing with your Christmas decorations. Well, anyway, I hope they stay the heck away from my house. And these little mischievous Christmas goblins certainly deserve a place right here on the Cryptid Corner.